This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm Terry Toad, and today we get to talk about Braemar Sanctuary, one of the probably best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's a terrific place, and we have in studio to talk about Braemar's Jerry Prater. And first off, Jerry, I guess we ought to just tell everybody that if you're wondering about the Owl Prowl, it is tomorrow night.
The Owl Prowl is tomorrow night. It starts at 5 o'clock with a wiener roast. As always, we ask you to bring your own wieners and brats and your buns, your hot dog buns, as well as the other buns.
Well,
I guess.
You know, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
And if you choose to bring a dish to share, that would be fine. We'll supply all the rest of the stuff, and hope everybody comes out, brings their friends, has a good time.
And people are saying, okay, I know where Braemar's is, but I don't really know what an owl prowl is. Tell us what an owl prowl
is. Well, the owl prowl is a fun little event. What we do is we gather everybody after the wiener roast, and we ask everybody to turn out their flashlights and no car lights. And we sit in the dark, and we play recorded owl calls, usually a barred owl, because they're the most plentiful around these days. And we hope that they will get some response from the owls in the trees.
From what I understand, you've had very good response in the past.
Yeah, well, last year was a little bit of a dry spot, but in the past we've had some interesting calls back. The barred owl is an interesting owl. It's kind of a medium-sized owl, and it has almost a 4-foot wingspan. So they're really a kind of an impressive character. An interesting piece of trivia about the barred owl: it's only one of two owls in the East that have dark eyes. All the other owls around have sort of a golden yellow eye, and the barn owl that you find in buildings, they also have dark eyes.
Is it something evolutionary that just because they're in darker places, or what's?
I think it's probably some genetic evolutionary thing that has occurred over many, many eons.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, do you get any owls that actually show up because of your calling?
We're actually getting one that shows up tomorrow night by design. Pam Lippert from the Treehouse Wildlife Rehab Center down in Dow is bringing a barred owl that they've been rehabbing, and he's ready for release. And she'll be up there around 6 o'clock, I think it is, and we'll let everybody get up close and personal with the owl before we release. Last year we had a great horned owl that we turned loose, and I think the year before last we had another barred owl, and they banded that one and set it free.
Most people know that owls make the hoo-hoo sound and that sort of stuff, but they really don't know how much good owls do, especially across central Illinois.
Oh, sure. Mice and voles and the small ground critters, snakes, those are all primary targets for owls, for all raptors, but owls are a big contributor to that. So don't mess with them. First of all, they do a lot of good, and second of all, they're federally protected. So if you don't want to go to jail, don't shoot an owl.
They're nocturnal, correct? As far as their hunting practices are concerned,
primarily nocturnal. That's correct.
All right.
We're unfortunately seeing a lot of them hit on the roads, and we're not sure exactly why, but almost always when you see an owl that's been hit by a car, it's probably a barred owl that's been hit. We haven't figured that one out yet.
Maybe more owls available. That
they might be more available. They might be just hunting in specific areas. You know, when owls fly, you don't really hear them because of their feather structure, and it's a little eerie when you see one drift through.
Stealth.
Yeah, they really do kind of drift through. You don't hear them at all.
Yeah. Now, this is just one of many different things that Braemar Sanctuary puts together, the Owl Prowl, which is, again, Thursday night. And if you want to participate
Bringing some hot dogs and, and your the condiments and all that kind of other stuff. And,
lots of parking available.
Yeah,
so.
Lots of parking. And if you've never been to Bramer's, by the way, if you've never been to Bramer's, why haven't you been there? I'm telling you right now, it's one of the most terrific spots you will ever visit. And even if you just have 30 minutes to visit during your lunch hour, especially in the summertime, when you go out there in the nice little breeze, it's shady, and you hear all the birds. It's just a wonderful, wonderful setting.
We get a lot of photographers that come out and photograph all through the area. And there's, I saw in the paper last week, the journal, that there was a an exhibit of photographs by a from a club that had all been at Bramer during their photography. Yeah.
For people who don't understand the history behind Bramer's, this was an old dairy farm that the Bramer family left and wanted to make sure that somehow it was kept alive and well and became the sanctuary.
As I understand it, the Bramer family kind of immigrated from Germany about 1850-ish and set up a farm there, and ultimately it was passed down to two sisters, Helen and Betty Bramer, Helen, I think, was the surviving member of the family, and she donated it to Illinois Audubon. And we are called officially the Hickory Hills Chapter of Illinois Audubon, and everybody knows it as the Bramer Sanctuary because of the Bramer family. By the way, Illinois Audubon is celebrating their 118th year this year. It's older than the National Audubon, and is not related to the National Audubon. It's an independent Audubon society, and it's the oldest in the country.
Did not know that. Bramer Sanctuary, by the way, is located just north of Hillsboro. As you come off the bridge there on the North Road, mm-hmm. heading to the west, you'll find a turn to the left. It's a little abbreviation, Illinois Audubon.
Yeah, a little brown sign.
Yeah, a little brown sign there, and just follow the path up, and you'll get right to the sanctuary. Yeah. It's a really, really neat place. And the old barn, we were talking about this before we went on the air, Jerry. The old barn was in pretty bad shape at one time, but now it's been fixed up, and you guys use it for virtually anything and everything.
Yeah, the barn is the only existing structure from the old farm. We do have some photographs of the original farm buildings, and there really were a number of buildings and structures on the property. And one of the photographs that we have is of the barn, and most of the front of the barn is missing. It was in really pretty bad shape, and some of our current members were there when it still had a dirt floor in it, but it's all fixed up now, and it's half warm in the wintertime, half cold in the wintertime.
But at least gets you out of the wind.
Yes, it does. It does that.
And for those who've never visited the sanctuary, actually there are activities that go on year-round. I know on New Year's Day you actually have a special walk.
Yeah, the New Year's Day walk is always a popular event. For the last number of years, we've had this New Year's Day walk, and we invite anybody and everybody out, regardless of the weather. There have been a few years when the weather has been really brutal, but we still do it. We still walk, generally through the timber, so there's some windbreak there. And when we get done, we come back to the barn where there's a furnace and a roaring fire, and we have soups and chilies and a lot of hot food to share.
Jerry, do kids still get a chance to come out from the area schools and take in Mother Nature?
Yeah, we invite school kids out all the time. We used to have a lot more before some of the cutoffs from the budget problems. There was hardly a week would go by we weren't having two or three busloads of kids coming out. But as a matter of fact, we have scheduled, I think it's next week or the week after. You can get in touch with us for the details. There's a group of pre-K students coming out from Coffeen. There'll be about 40 of those on two different sections, morning and afternoon. And then there's also a group of elementary kids coming out from Litchfield, a total of about 100 kids from those schools, 51 day, 50 another. And what we do is we give them a chance to walk around in the trails, and also do little projects to kind of introduce them to nature itself. It's a great way for kids to get oriented to the world around them. It's unfortunate that a lot of kids these days really kind of never get away from their house. And this way they can put down their iPhones and their computers and their music things they stick in their ear and come out and see what's going on around their house.
Plus, if you sit on the backside of the barn and just sit there on the bench and wait, you'll see birds and deer and other critters come up and eat. And they'll just come up there, and they will not be disturbed as long as you sit there and don't make any noise. Mm-hmm. And you can be entertained by Mother Nature.
Yeah,
best.
Right on the backside of on the barn, we have a large viewing window and a big pew right in front of it, and a feeding station just outside. So there's lots of stuff to see.
Yeah, and of course, you do give tours on the trails, mm-hmm. Which everybody hops in a wagon and gets pulled around the sanctuary grounds. So that's certainly something different that perhaps people don't get a chance to experience.
Yeah, when we have a large wagon that will hold probably a sit down space for probably two dozen people, if you're good friends. And a tractor, we can pull the wagon around. We can make arrangements to do that. We also have lots of walking trails, both through the prairie and the Bluebird Trail, which is about a two-mile trail. There's not much going on right now in the boxes because the birds have generally fledged and gone. But it's still a nice trail. There's also the timber trail, which I particularly like. You can walk all through the timber. And there's some nice trails, short trails, on the west side of the barn that are especially nice to be in.
Yeah. Folks want to come out and maybe enjoy Mother Nature at its finest and have a little picnic or something, all they have to do is give you a call.
Yeah, you can come out anytime. You don't really need to give us a call if you don't if you're not planning on being in the barn. The barn itself is closed, except for Tuesdays and Thursdays. The sanctuary is open from dawn to dusk. We ask that you respect the trails. But if you want to come out and have a lunch, there's picnic tables out there. We're always glad to have people come out. And people do come out a lot for lunch.
And we talk a little bit about the wildlife and how important it is to observe it and to respect it. But you also do a lot of work with the natural prairie grasses and the flowers that were part of Illinois, several hundred years ago.
Yeah, the prairie is being restored to a natural prairie that is built around all the indigenous plants here in the state and sort of in the Midwest. It's interesting, if you ever get a chance to look at a map, the early maps of how much prairie was in this state, three-quarters of the state was covered with a natural tallgrass prairie. And unfortunately, that's significantly lower now than ever before. I recently heard the term the big corn desert, referring to pretty much the middle of the state anymore. But there are still lots of places to come and walk around the Bremer and really enjoy it.
And I don't remember who it was from Bremer's, but they were explaining to me one time that the sod was just so thick, until the metal plow came along, that it was virtually impossible to rip this thing apart and get agriculture going like we know it is today.
It was interesting. Historically, the earliest settlers tended to pass through a lot of the prairie that we find that was found in Illinois, because, as Terry said, it was so difficult to plow that it just wasn't what they thought was productive. And so they were looking for something a little easier to get through.
And don't you have a burn in the springtime to clear off some of the
We have control burns both fall and spring. It's all, of course, weather related. But fire is a big part of prairie maintenance. Natural fires were always around. We control them a little better, and do specific areas at a time.
Mother Nature has her own schedule for, or at least used to, of pruning what needed to be pruned and renewing what needed to be renewed as far as the prairie land was concerned before the we took over.
Yeah, we burn both the prairie and we burn the woods to take care of some of the fuel supply that's available. It's interesting that we don't burn the same areas every year. We select areas that have the most need of a good fire to bring it all back. But fire is an important component to any sort of prairie restoration.
This is certainly one component of the history of Illinois that probably doesn't get discussed much in schools. And for teachers who give their kids an opportunity to come to Bramers and visit Bramers, and just sit there and listen to how Illinois was with, sod that was thick and almost impenetrable, and how things used to be, and how important it is to preserve a lot of that. I mean, there's just not much of it left, is there?
No, there's significant areas where it's gone and will never be back. There's a lot of areas that are under restoration. It's interesting that the Nachusa grasslands, which is up by Dixon, Illinois, they just added buffalo back to their grasslands. And that's a pretty significant project that's underway. We just heard about that about a year ago, and we're excited about that.
Jerry, you can always use some extra help running the sanctuary, right?
Yeah.
It's all about volunteers, man.
It's all volunteer work, and nobody gets paid. The volunteers right now, there's about a solid core of around a dozen of us, men and women, and we meet at Bramer Sanctuary every Tuesday and Thursday for work days, or as we consider them in the winter, as planning days. We're always looking for new volunteers. If you're retired, come on out and see us. If you want to get involved in some natural restorations, come and see us. We'll be glad to find something for you to do.
Bramer Sanctuary, the best-kept secret in Montgomery County, and I hope it's not a secret too much anymore because it's a wonderfully terrific place to visit.
It's a great 200-acre property.
It really is. It really, really is. And if you've never been there, plan to get there. Jerry Prater, thank you so much. Don't forget the Owl Prowl is tomorrow night, Thursday night.
5:00.
5:00. And then if you need any more information, just talk to our volunteer friends who are associated with the Bramer Sanctuary. Jerry, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it.
That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm Terry Tote.